Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hey, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate Hanley, your host and author of the book titled How to Be a Better Person, which, hint, hint, makes a good holiday gift, either for someone you love who also cares about being a decent human or for yourself. This week, I'm sharing some quick mindset hacks that can help you keep it together any time of year, but especially now when the holidays are heating up and you might really need a little extra headspace to help you not get totally stressed or overwhelmed, and so you can have more of an opportunity to let your better self shine through. Today, I'm sharing a mantra that can help you think differently about two things that can feel like they are in extra, super duper short supply all the time, and especially right about now. Those two things are time and money. And the mantra is, there's more where that came from. Okay, how many times have you beaten yourself up for spending money or time on something that didn't end up panning out? It's really easy to do because we tend to think of time and money as zero-sum games. Once they're gone, and they're never coming back, which is not actually true. Every day, the clock starts again at midnight, and boom, you get another 24 hours. Now, none of us knows exactly how many more days we're getting on this earth, but as a general reality, time is eternal. It's like an embarrassment of riches. So if you end up wasting some time, you get another 24 hours tomorrow. Money can also feel like a definitively finite resource. Spend it or lose it some other way, and it's gone forever, never to find its way back to your bank account or your wallet or your mattress or your bra. You know, wherever you keep your money. But every day, governments around the world print more money. There is an ocean of money floating around out there. There may be personal, societal, or institutional blocks to how much money has thus far flowed to you. But the money is still out there, and it is within the realm of possibility that you can and will get more of it flowing to you. Even though, sadly, it doesn't automatically replenish itself every morning in the same way that time does. Today, when you spend money and any part of you feels like, welp, there go those dollars, never to be seen again, or you end up working on something that takes a lot longer than you thought it would, or you notice that you've spent 45 minutes mindlessly scrolling through social media and you're kicking yourself for wasting time, try on the idea that there's more where that came from. To be clear, I'm not saying go blow through all your money because, hey, there's more where that came from. Or to spend your whole week scrolling on your phone because you'll get another 168 hours next week. Of course, there are cases where spending less time or money on something is totally the right move. I'm just saying that reminding yourself that there's more where that came from can help you view the world from a place of abundance instead of lack, and from a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. I've got more ways to break the habit of beating yourself up for wasting time and or money right after this break. Welcome back. I saw a tweet recently that said, my therapist said, how much time are you going to waste being upset about wasting time? And that really changed my perspective. Yep, about sums it up. Sometimes, no matter how careful you are, you spend money or time that in hindsight could seem like a waste. I confess, I have paid for online courses that I never opened. I have bought clothes that I never wore, and I have spent time on projects that never came to fruition. I could get really down on myself about it, but you know what? I learned from those things. I learned that I am human, that things don't always work out the way you think they will, and that I can make missteps and still be okay. I also learned that if you're regretting ways that you've spent money or time, you're focused on what's already gone, instead of noticing and appreciating where you're currently at or looking forward to what's possible. And guess what? You're not a robot. You're human. Inefficiency is part of life. We learn from experience, and experience comes from mistakes. Sometimes you have to waste something in order to be able to really appreciate it. And besides, it's not like you're going to get to the end of your life and get a receipt like they give you at TJ Maxx that says at the bottom, "Congratulations, you saved XXXX dollars and XXXX hours." You will spend too much time on some things and lose money on other things, and it's okay, because there's more where that came from. The truth is, there's always more money and more time. So remind yourself there's more where that came from to keep you out of the shame spiral or stewing about what you no longer have. And start appreciating the money and time you do have, and focus instead on how you might want to devote those resources from here on out. The next time you feel that pang of, oh, I shouldn't have spent that money or wasted that time, remind yourself there's more where that came from. Accept the lesson, forgive yourself, and let the knowledge that you always get a do-over inspire you to find ways to spend money or time that feel good to you. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.